10,000 baby boomers a day are turning 65, and that's for the next 17 years. So get ready to explore various topics such as healthy aging, elder care, boomer and senior lifestyles, and more to keep us all moving forward on our aging journey. You're listening to Aging Info Radio for boomers and seniors aging but not growing old. Presented by ControlMyCare.info. And without further ado, Aging Info Radio and your host, Sue Z. Zawacki.
Welcome to Aging Info Radio for boomers and seniors aging but not growing old. I am Sue Z. Zawacki, your host, and weekly I invite expert guests on to teach us many things about and for our aging journey. Our website is aginginforadio.com, and there you can listen to our show streaming live and again on podcast 24/7 after we air if you like. Okay, here is some food for thought for futuristic thinking that is no longer only in the future. The robots have just landed in the workplace. They're expanding skills, moving up the corporate ladder, showing awesome productivity, and increasingly shoving aside their human counterparts. Or are they? And all the baby boomers and seniors listening should keep in mind, because the doctor and the caregiver or the person that will help you as you go on down the road on your aging journey may be a robot. Well, my first guest today is Niall Nicol. He is a technological and social media specialist, and he's going to address robots and stealing our jobs. Welcome, Niall, to Aging Info Radio.
It is absolutely great to be with you today.
This is such an interesting topic. I mean, the innovation agenda and people, you know, racing against the machines, because they are happening all over the place.
They really are. You know, a lot of people are saying robots in the workplace, really. And it surprises me how many people don't recognize the automated or robotic operations that they interact with almost every day. And you know, the two most popular, I think, are ATMs and the self-checkout counters in many stores now. Those are replacing cashiers, and some people may say, well, that's not robotic. Well, it really is, and we interact with those every day today.
Yes, we do. Well, you know, one of the things that I would really like to talk to you about, if we're a country that's going to have a serious conversation about innovation and unemployment and job creation, we must talk about our race against the machines. Because even if you bring jobs back to our country, which I wholeheartedly hope happens, of course, but what about these machines? Just like the Japanese hotel that I heard is run by all robots.
Well, you're starting to see hotels run by robots, and that's happening all over the world, actually. But you're starting to see all sorts of other things, like valet parking, like our greeters at Walmart and Lowe's and Home Depot and things like that. You know, those things are happening today. And just in the next year, you're going to see McDonald's has already announced over 25,000 of their restaurants to be robotically run completely.
Isn't this interesting? And you'll think about this. I mean, the babies being born today, they say, what? People used to stand behind these counters and talk to you? What was that all about?
Yeah, it's certainly going to cause a dramatic shift between the generations, if enough doesn't already exist. But, yeah, a lot of them are going to be asking those questions. But, you know, a lot of those teenagers and all of that get some of their jobs that the robots are going to be replacing. So, you know, it may be a little bit more difficult for our younger workers, particularly the teenage workers, to get some of those lower-skilled, lower-paid positions, because they just simply will not exist.
So let's talk about some of those jobs, some of the jobs that you see that are at risk. What are they?
Well, certainly if we look at retail, and that's from retail restaurants like, you know, the McDonald's, Burger King's, Chick-fil-A's, and so on and so forth, they are likely to go robotic. And I expect that we will start to see, as McDonald's has already announced, as early as 2016, that to happen in their stores. But I suspect, just because of the economic pressures, that we'll see a lot of those by 2020.
Well, just like the check-in at airports where you don't need a person. I mean, even the kiosks that are all over where you can order your own food in airports and it's delivered to you. I always think, are they real? Or is that a robot too?
No, it's replacing a worker, and I think, you know, to define what a robot really is, it's a piece of automation or technology that could replace what a worker's doing. And in many restaurants, Chili's being one of them, they've rolled out, Chili's in particular, 45,000 of those table checkout options, and they don't just let you check out, they let you order as well. So you could go sit down, order, and somebody will bring it to you, pay for it and walk out and never really have the interaction with a waiter or waitress.
Well, I would think, too, with all the robotic technology coming about, there'll still be a calling for, say, experts or engineers in that area. I mean, somebody, even though they're machines break.
Well, that is the biggest area where we see the shift. You know, it's not so much that the robots are stealing jobs, although there's a great debate between the experts over how many jobs may be lost in total. But it's really a transition from one job to another where you now have to maintain the robots. You have to teach the robots what to do. You have to resupply things for the robots to use, for example. You know, will that maybe be replaced with a robot in the future? Maybe. But right now, there are a lot of human workers around the robots. The robots are just replacing most of the repetitive and menial jobs.
It's just so crazy. Just the thought of it, you know, working, say, I just saw a Chase Bank where there was just one person and the rest of it were it was all automated or robotic is what I actually saw a post on that. And I thought, that's just so unbelievable. But that's exactly where we're headed.
That is exactly where we're headed. And what most of the studies have found is the robots tend to be about 50 times faster. And cost-wise, they tend to be about a third of the cost as an average worker.
Yeah, artificial intelligence, I mean, moving right up the corporate ladder with productivity, absolutely. Now, Niall Nickel, I would like your real view on this. Do you think they could cause an economic collapse?
Well, we've been through many things like this before. The Industrial Revolution was one of them. The information age or technology, certainly another one. But the thing that's happening in this particular shift is that it's happening much faster than all of those other shifts occurred. So, you know, I think we are likely to see some difficulty and some not so pleasant side effects of some of the automation and the robots going into the workplace. But I think we will ultimately adapt as we have in the past, and 10 or 15 years from now, I suspect we won't be thinking any differently of the robots in the workplace than, you know, for example, a material loom, you know, back in the 1800s.
Well, just like when they started the automatic checkout at stores where you go through and you do it yourself, actually a big food store around here did stop doing it. And I always wondered, I wonder why. I'm sure there's a breakdown in the system or they found out that more people prefer an actual checker. I mean, I don't know. Have you heard anything there?
Well, you know, one of the things that they're struggling with is they certainly have the technology to completely replace humans in retail. The thing that you are always up against is you're always up against the loss control. You know, unfortunately, when there's nobody around, people are more likely to walk out the door with things or maybe, you know, get something in their basket they shouldn't. And the technology is fairly good at catching that, but it's not foolproof. And so that's always an issue that the business managers are paying attention to when they're looking at the robotic implementations. And, of course, then the next thing comes down to simple customer service. Are we really taking care of our customers the way our customers want to be taken care of? Mm-hmm. Sometimes they want to talk to a real person, and that needs to be available.
Well, that's part of the, you know, just going out or going, you know, to do, go to an event or something, the interaction with people or going to a great restaurant. What's the service like? I'm not so sure that, you know, the robotic experience may definitely take away from that.
Well, the robotic experience certainly will, but one of the things that they're doing an awful lot of work on is they are working on the robots developing a personality. And you mentioned artificial intelligence. And as far as presenting themselves as a human person and presenting or feigning interest, if you will, they're pretty darn good at that. There's a number of things that you could play with online where you chat with a robot.
Oh, boy.
Just to see if you could determine that you're chatting with one.
Yeah, well, we are talking about robots today, and the robots have landed, and yes, they are stealing our jobs. All coming up here with Niall Nickel, we're going to talk about apps versus robots right here on Aging Info Radio.
When you retire, how much is your Social Security check going to be? You have a good idea, right? You could be dead wrong. While claiming your benefits seems simple enough, there are actually 567 ways to do it. Don't make a mistake and leave up to 72% of your benefits on the table. Come to an O'Connor & Associates free seminar, and you'll get access to advice on how to maximize your benefits from Social Security. Call 800-429-9615. That's 800-429-9615. Call now.
GenCare Neighborhood Medical Centers focuses exclusively on Medicare-eligible seniors and wants to see their patients each month, whether healthy or sick. Would you like all of your medical services from one provider, such as prescriptions, x-ray and imaging, acupuncture, specialist care, and diagnostics? GenCare takes care of this so you don't have to go from doctor to doctor. Courtesy transportation provided for those who qualify, so getting to your appointment is hassle-free. GenCare Neighborhood Medical Center, 5 convenient Chicagoland locations. Visit GenCareMed.com.
Imagine having to move your four-bedroom home into a one-bedroom apartment, and you have to do it by yourself. Now visualize doing this when you're 80. Yes, it's overwhelming. So where should you start? The answer is Mark Rantis at Rantis Property Group with Keller Williams Team Realty. Mark is your senior real estate concierge. In addition to helping you sell your home, Mark will connect you to all the trusted professionals you'll need to make your transition super smooth. Call Mark at 847-606-5272 or online at rantispropertygroup.com.
We worked hard for everything we have. Now it's time to do our estate plan. To be honest, we're just lost. I hear different things from different people. One lawyer wanted $5,000. Why is it so expensive? I'm really worried.
Estate planning doesn't need to be complex or expensive. Call Chicago Title Land Trust Company for a free consultation and attorney referral. 888-878-7856. That's 888-878-7856.
And now, back to Aging Info Radio for boomers and seniors aging, but not growing old.
Yes, this segment is brought to you by Rantis Property Group. Imagine having to move from your four-bedroom home into a one-bedroom apartment, and you have to do it all by yourself. Now imagine doing it when you are 80. Where would you start, and who would you call? Mark Rantis is who you would call, your senior real estate concierge. In addition to getting your home sold, he will connect you to all the trusted professionals to make your transition super smooth. Call Mark Rantis at 847-606-5272. I'm here with Niall Nickel, my guest. We're talking about robots. Yes, the technology and threat of a jobless future. Niall, I would like to know, I know that there are a lot of businesses that are saying, go use our app, order with our app versus robots. What's your view on that?
Well, you know, I guess, you know, we could say that it tiptoes into the robotic area because generally apps do one of a couple of things. They either provide info, they entertain, they help us find things more quickly, they gather information for us, they report on things, and sometimes they'll process information for us. And that's sort of what apps are limited to. If we look at the info and finding information about a business, you know, that's what you'd normally call and talk to a salesperson or assistant for. Those are pretty much being replaced. You're seeing that apps are taking care of that. And a lot of people, interestingly enough, I would have thought that there might be some resistance to it, but a lot of people are liking the app interaction better than a real person because it's 24/7 and you don't have to wait for the business to be open. You could actually do it in the middle of the night. And so a lot of people obviously like engaging with that.
Yeah, that's a whole nother conversation we're going to get into about getting unplugged from technology. You don't want to be there 24/7 or in the middle of the night. But my question to you, Niall Nickel, is what do you think about drones?
Well, drones are certainly falling into the robotic area, and drones are still fairly new in the business world, certainly not in a lot of the military applications. But as we start to see what's happening in the business world, it is amazing. Amazon, by mid-year next year, they've been working on it over 5 years, they'll have the FAA approval, and they'll start flying drones for all of their deliveries within 30 miles of their centers. What's that going to do, obviously? It's going to replace a lot of delivery people. But Amazon's not alone there. You know, we've got pharmacies, pizza delivery, Chinese food delivery. A lot of delivery services are looking to use drones because they're far less expensive, safer, and lower cost.
Yeah, I mean, there's probably many types of service that are looking at all technologies, the services that are not making life and death decisions. So I'm sure that's also to increase productivity and cut costs.
Oh, it absolutely is. But it's also to improve, and in most cases this happens. We haven't really touched on it, but it improves the rate or speed of delivery of the product or service. They're able to get it to the person faster and more reliably. So it is an improved interaction between the business and the consumer.
Well, I think of the TV show The Jetsons when I was.
We're there.
We're right there. Well, let's talk again about the robotic personality. That really intrigued me. I mean, there's got to be some physiological studies behind it, or how do they come up with these personalities? What are they looking at?
Well, the first thing that sort of prompted this was they found that if people sensed that they were interacting with a machine, they were more likely to be dishonest, lie, cheat, steal, and everything else. So literally, and you might find this amazing, there's psychology that goes with it, but literally putting a face, even if it's nothing more than a painted face on the robot, allows people to start to see the robot as more human. And then when the robot is able to carry on some level of conversation that doesn't sound robotic, our brains are fooled again into believing it's more human, and it shifts what our normal response would be to a response that's more human to human than human to robot.
Yeah, it just sounds so far-fetched, but it's here. I mean, the robots have definitely landed, and they are getting smarter.
They are. And, you know, one thing about artificial intelligence is it tends to learn on itself. And there's a whole bunch of the science fiction that talks about the machines getting too smart, deciding that that humans are a virus and trying to eliminate us. Quite honestly, it's one of the things that some of the longer-term futurists are concerned about. But certainly that's not around the corner.
Well, it's always a possibility. I mean, artificial intelligence is a whole nother can of worms, but I would like to talk about the push for this in the workplace. Now, as I started out saying, you know, it is a threat of a jobless future, but what do you see here, Niall?
Well, the thing that's happening and why we could assure ourselves that it's going to happen is we've started to see over the last year, maybe year and a half, the demand for higher wages, livable wages as they're being called, which has been defined in the argument as sort of $15 and above. And the protests are getting worse every day. But, you know, so many establishments have found that they just can't do that. And they're finding that, you know, comparing a $25,000 a year worker to a $25,000 a year robot, which is about what it costs, all of a sudden that robot's working 24/7 with no benefits, no health insurance or anything. So they're really heading that direction quickly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, it's all about cost savings. You know, how effective, you know, is your bottom line, or how, you know, what difference does it make? It makes a big difference.
It does. McDonald's, for example, determined that if they paid $15 an hour, based on their current prices — is there an argument that they could change prices? That's a different discussion. But based on their current prices, that they would literally go out of business because they would be losing money. Hence, you know, their big push for the robot-run restaurants.
Well, the whole area of technology, medical, has really advanced, and it's advancing quickly. I mean, where you used to go get, you know, cut with a scalpel and stitches, now it's so much is being done by lasers and through robotic technology. What do you see here?
Well, right now we see a lot of remote robotic surgeries where a surgeon's actually running the remote robot, if you will. But as they continue to learn and the artificial intelligence is playing in, they are actually starting to look at and test machines that completely do the surgery on their own, and the doctor is there merely to assist in the event of any complications or problems. And they're finding that the robot can typically do the surgery faster, more efficiently, and with less exposure to any other contamination, bacteria, and things like that.
So in that area, it could actually be great.
Well, if you ask the patient, certainly. If you ask the doctor, it might get a different answer. But, yeah, they're finding some really neat things. And, of course, where this is really going to play out is in areas that are more remote that may not have experienced surgeons to do some of the procedures that are necessary.
Mm-hmm. So the larger cities are moving faster, of course, like with everything, with the technologies.
Absolutely.
So where are we going to see robots next? Where do you think?
Well, the biggest place that we're probably going to run into them next is in retail establishments, and that's all the retail establishments. And whether they're completely replacing people or whether they're merely assisting the delivery of the product or service, we are going to see probably 5 to 10 times as many within a year as we're seeing today. That's how fast this is moving.
Well, it's sure going to put a spin on holiday shopping, I'd say.
I would say that it probably will as well. And as a matter of fact, I suspect you're going to see the novelty of some of the newer, lower-cost robots, you know, sub $5,000, in some of the holiday shopping experiences that you have.
You know, I just really wonder, for the younger generations, where will they work? I mean, as these jobs are eliminated, where will younger kids work, either, you know, after high school or in through college?
One of the things that you're seeing is in the high schools and colleges is you're seeing the STEM push, which is science, technology, engineering, and mathematics. And that push is there primarily to ready the students for some of the positions that they are going to need to step into, because the positions that they're used to stepping into just won't exist.
Isn't that interesting? I really wonder what the future looks like if we could only see it. Well, the robots are definitely a threat to jobs. There's absolutely no doubt about that right now.
Right. Experts, you know, on the low end are saying probably in the next 20 years, a loss of anywhere between 9 million to as high as 70 million jobs.
Well, we need a whole lot brought back then, or we need a lot of innovation and creativity to create more of those jobs. Well, Niall Nickel, thank you for being my guest today on Aging Info Radio. I've learned a lot from you, and watch out for those robots.
It was such a pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you. And Technology Unplugged may be the best, as we are all device addicted, or some of us. All coming up next with my next guest on Aging Info Radio.
Is a free resource guide available throughout Chicago's south suburbs, Will and DuPage counties. The Seniors Blue Book is here to help guide and educate its readers about the myriad of services and organizations that are here to help seniors age well. The Seniors Blue Book offers over 65 plus categories of resources, seniors housing and home health comparison grids, with many editorials written by local professionals. Call 708-515-8220 or visit their website, seniorsbluebook.com.
What? I owe how much before my health insurance pays? Help!
Join the thousands who offset their deductibles, co-pays, and other fees with healthcare services that save you substantially on your out-of-pocket costs. Doctor consults, dental, vision, prescription drugs, lab testing, and much more. Why pay more out-of-pocket costs when you don't have to? Go to controlmycare.info or call 877-582-2220. That's controlmycare.info or 877-582-2220.
When you retire, how much is your Social Security check
check going to be? You have a good idea, right? You could be dead wrong. While claiming your benefits seems simple enough, there are actually 567 ways to do it. Don't make a mistake and leave up to 72% of your benefits on the table. Come to an O'Connor and Associates free seminar. You'll get access to advice on how to maximize your benefits from Social Security. Call 800-429-9615. That's 800-429-9615 to reserve your seat. Call now.
One of the most difficult decisions you make as an adult is how to care for your parents. Finding the right environment for your loved ones can be challenging and frustrating. But with all the senior living options available, how do you choose the right senior home to care for them? Put your trust in Alternatives for Seniors. They will help you sort through all your options. Visit alternativesforseniors.com or call 888-WE-ASSIST. That's 888-932-7747 or alternativesforseniors.com.
Let's talk about simplifying your life. Let's eliminate the hassle and confusion of organizing and sorting out all your daily or weekly medication. You can now get a clinical pharmacist to prepackage your medication and deliver it to your front door with free shipping. Hey, if the medication costs the same, why not simplify your life? And that's not all. You also get dental, vision, and hearing aid benefits at significant discounts. Go to controlmycare.info or call 877-582-2220 and get started today.
Imagine having to move your four-bedroom home into a one-bedroom apartment, and you have to do it by yourself. Now visualize doing this when you're 80. Yes, it's overwhelming. So where should you start? The answer is Mark Rantis at Rantis Property Group with Keller Williams Team Realty. Mark is your senior real estate concierge. In addition to helping you sell your home, Mark will connect you to all the trusted professionals you'll need to make your transition super smooth. Call Mark at 847-606-5272 or online at rantisprop.com.
This is my kind of town. Chicago is my kind of town. Chicago is my kind of people too.
You're listening to Aging Info Radio with your host, Sue Z. Zawacki.
And For My Sue Says, sponsored by Senior News 50 and Better, behave like the person you want to become. Well, we were just talking about robots stealing our jobs, but there's another side to technology, and it's technology unplugged because we are device addicted. And my next guest, Robert Bakke, is going to address that. He is an author of a number one best-selling book we're also going to talk about. Welcome, Robert, to Aging Info Radio.
Well, hello. Thank you for having me, and hello to all of your listeners.
Well, thank you. You know, technology, the good, the bad, the beautiful, and the ugly. I mean, we are definitely addicted. I will tell you that my own mother made a joke. This was a joke, but she sounded very serious. And she says, I love the young kids of today. I said, why is that, Mom? And she said, well, you know, at every red light, they're praying. And I said, no, Mom, they are texting.
Oh, my gosh. Well, you know, people aren't necessarily willing to admit that this is now an addictive situation. In fact, we did a radio interview earlier this morning where the talk show host denies it's an addiction. And I said, listen, have you ever tried to tell an alcoholic to have a drinking problem?
Yeah.
It doesn't work because they won't admit it. And the fact is, anybody who has their eyes open can look around and now realize that the devices that we're carrying and the access to social media have, in fact, become an addiction.
Yeah, I mean, there's just so much, especially, you know, people walking. I live in a large city in Chicago. People walking across the street, looking down and texting or reading their phone. I'm thinking, are you kidding me? You could get hit by a car and not even see it coming. I mean, it's just, it's not safe in a lot of ways. And one of the things I also heard is that there are states where they have policemen in semis that are going down toll roads and looking down. And if you are a distracted driver, they're flagging police officers ahead of time to ticket you.
Well, let me tell you how bad it's gotten. My most beautiful automobile is a pearl white Cadillac Escalade with a tan leather interior. It's as nice as any car could be, and because it's pearl white, it's very easy to see on a bright, sunny day. And not long ago, here's the big story, I was sitting completely stopped at a stoplight intersection at a school zone stoplight, and a 52-year-old woman in a sport utility vehicle came down the road an estimated between 40 and 50 miles an hour, so engrossed in her texting. She torpedoed my Cadillac Escalade, totaled it instantly, totaled her car. Thank God my Escalade was there blocking the children. But that's where I really had had enough with the technology addiction.
Well, I think that's a lot of proof right there. I mean, it just is not working. Put away your cell phone. If you're in a vehicle, put it away. But, I mean, even the vehicles now, I mean, you get in your phone, they pick them up right on your nav system. So the technology is allowing more and more and more distractions to happen in automobiles. But, I mean, we just talked about robots. Maybe the robots should just drive the vehicles.
Well, just because the technology is there doesn't mean you have to use it. Let me tell you something. The reason this is such a hot-button topic with me, aside from the fact my Escalade got totaled, was I grew up in a family of addiction. I watched alcoholism kill one of my parents. We grew up going to Al-Anon meetings, and you can imagine what that looks like, and there will be a lot of people listening to my voice right now who know what I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things you learn from addiction is that once an addictive behavior is established, it's very rare that that behavior will go away. What it may do is transfer. For instance, I watched alcoholism turn to Diet Coke. You know, the addiction itself
mm-hmm.
went from alcoholism to Diet Coke to cigarettes, back to alcohol, back, and then on to painkillers, and eventually death. So my big concern now is all these young people today, all the children, and the people complain about it, or the parents complain, the parents even tell jokes about the fact that their children are now addicted to their devices. Here's my concern. We are now creating an entire generation of young people with an established addictive behavior.
Mm-hmm.
And what is that going to lead to? What is that going to transfer to? And the other thing is, this whole time that they're harboring this addiction to their devices, they're not accomplishing anything.
Mm-hmm.
They're not developing any skill whatsoever. Trust me, for most people, I'm going to step on some toes here, but we'll talk about why it's okay for me to do that in a little while. This, you know, every minute spent on social media for most people is a wasted minute.
Yes, well, we'll talk more about social media and how Facebook originated as basically a hot or not list when it first came out. This is Aging Info Radio, and I'm here with Robert Bakke. We're talking about technology unplugged, device addiction. All right here coming up next with Robert. So much more to cover.
Chicago Health is Chicagoland's premier healthcare magazine, providing insightful and interesting content on a variety of health-related topics like disease, treatment, lifestyle, the business of healthcare, innovative medicines, technology, and more. It currently prints 2 issues annually and publishes new, original stories regularly at ChicagoHealthOnline.com. Chicago Health Magazine, real patients, real doctors, a great resource. Be an advocate for your best health at ChicagoHealthOnline.com. That's ChicagoHealthOnline.com.
GenCare Neighborhood Medical Centers is the one place where Medicare-eligible seniors are treated like they are part of a family. GenCare provides a one-stop shop for all senior medical services, including compassionate primary care, on-site x-ray and imaging, prescription services, specialty care, and courtesy transportation for those who qualify. GenCare patients love their doctors. GenCare Neighborhood Medical Center. 5 convenient Chicagoland locations. Visit GenCareMed.com for more information.
Seniors Blue Book is a free resource guide available throughout Chicago's South Suburbs, Will, and DuPage Counties. The Seniors Blue Book is here to help guide and educate its readers about the myriad of services and organizations that are here to help seniors age well. The Seniors Blue Book offers over 65-plus categories of resources, seniors housing, and home health comparison grids with many editorials written by local professionals. Call 708-515-8220 or visit their website, seniorsbluebook.com.
We worked hard for everything we have. Now it's time to do our estate plan. To be honest, we're just lost. I hear different things from different people. One lawyer wanted $5,000. Why is it so expensive? I'm really worried.
Estate planning doesn't need to be complex or expensive. Call Chicago Title Land Trust Company for a free consultation and attorney referral. 888-878-7856. That's 888-878-7856.
Back to the show, sure to move boomers and seniors forward on their aging journey. Aging Info Radio with Sue Z. Zawacki.
Yes, this segment is brought to you by ControlMyCare.info. If you have a chronic illness and take four or more medications, the Senior Saver program is for you, and you do not have to be a senior. Your care team will help make it so easy. Go to ControlMyCare.info or call 877-582-2220. ControlMyCare.info will greatly impact your life and your family's life, all for a total of $20 per month. We are talking about technology, device addiction today. Yes, unplug that technology or no tweeting while you're eating, if you're eating breakfast. And I'm here with Robert Bakke. Robert, there's just so much to be said about the distraction and device addiction. I mean, it's out of control.
Well, it is. And you know what? Thank you for having a program like this, because we are on the cutting edge of finally having the courage to talk about this very widespread problem.
Well, they're saying that adults 18 to 64 are spending an average of 3 hours per day on social media. That's crazy.
Yeah, I would believe it's actually even more than that now. In fact, a lot of parents, they complain about their children, but the fact is the parents are now as wrapped up in it as the kids are.
Yeah. I had a show last summer with four young children, and one of the little girls that was nine said, I just want them to put down their devices and talk to me.
Yes.
And I mean, that's really, really a very strong statement from a 9-year-old. So let's just talk about, you know, device addiction being socially acceptable is making it actually more dangerous. And like you said, the parents are also doing it.
Well, the fact that it's socially acceptable does make it dangerous. In fact, it's not only socially acceptable, it's perfectly legal. You know, this isn't a situation where if you drink too much alcohol, it's illegal to drive, or you need to be 18 or 21 years old before you could even buy the alcohol. Obviously, other addictions like crack cocaine or something are flat out illegal. I mean, there are hurdles to jump to nurture other types of addiction, but now with device addiction and all these social media addictions, because they're socially acceptable and they're legal, there is no restriction to stop the widespread expansion of what we're seeing in these behaviors right now. And the dangerous part, the most dangerous part, like we talked about in your first segment, is that once people establish an addictive behavior, mm-hmm. there's a tremendous likelihood that behavior will never go away. It will only transfer. So now, when people become bored with social media, they become maybe tired of this type of an addiction, where is it headed? Is it going to go to gambling? Is it going to go to alcohol? Is it going to go to sex? Is it going to go to painkillers? And if you're from an addictive family or a family of addiction, you know I'm hitting the nail on the head right now.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's talk a little bit about these social media sites, because and sometimes I think that they possibly could be designed to toy with our personal self-worth. What do you see there?
Oh, absolutely. This is a place where people can now go create an identity or represent a life for people that they really wish they were living. And it's really sad, because all of those lives that people are trying to create in a non-reality situation or a virtual reality, all those lives can be achieved in the real world.
Mm-hmm.
So the problem is, every minute we spend on social media, and I'm sorry if I'm stepping on toes,
Step on all of them.
But I'm just saying, every minute spent on social media, or most of them, is a minute that is an unproductive minute, and it is a minute that is delaying the lifestyle that you could have if you would just believe and get to work. So I don't see anything real productive being produced by all this time posting pictures of our faces.
Yeah, I don't. I think there's a time amount, and that should be it. If you need, if you want to go in for 15, 20 minutes and leave, that's fine. But to sit there for 3 hours a day means that you are unproductive in other areas of your life, most likely.
Well, and the other thing, absolutely. You just hit the nail on the head. I could not agree with you more. And the other, I mean, there's so many layers to this. We could go for two straight hours. But social media is by its nature now, I don't think it was designed to be this, but what it's become is a very self-absorbed media where people, as you know, they spend a tremendous amount of time taking pictures of their faces, taking pictures of their car, taking pictures of what they're eating, taking pictures of where they're traveling to. It's all about them. It is all about them. And what is the secret to all success? Servancy.
Mm-hmm.
It's about others. It's about how you can use your life to serve and to benefit others. And so now, not only have we fostered a completely unrestricted, addictive platform, but it's an addictive platform that is turning people into, you know, a very, very self-centered. It creates individuals who are very, very self-centered, and that in itself is an implosion waiting to happen.
Well, I think it's very difficult to create your dream or a dream to succeed if you never put your phone down and really get to work. I mean, I have to tell you something, too. I recently flew, and I was in LaGuardia Airport, and I had forgotten to put it all on my AAdvantage miles. And so there was a ticket agent, and I said, I went up to her, and I said, can you tell me what I need to do when I get home to do this? And she said, put it on your phone. And I looked
right
at her real serious, and I said, oh, but I don't have a phone. And she looked at me like I was a zombie. It was crazy because, of course, I have a phone. But, I mean, that's where the world has gone. You must use your phone. It must be available. What do you mean you don't have a phone? Are you crazy? Well, we are talking about technology unplugged today. Yes, unplugged. Take the day off. Just put your phone down, your iPad, your computer, and go breathe some fresh air. We'll be right back with Robert Bakke with his words of wisdom for the day.
Let's talk about simplifying your life. Let's eliminate the hassle and confusion of organizing and sorting out all your daily or weekly medication. You can now get a clinical pharmacist to prepackage your medication and deliver it to your front door with free shipping. Hey, if the medication costs the same, why not simplify your life? And that's not all. You also get dental, vision, and hearing aid benefits at significant discounts. Go to controlmycare.info or call 877-582-2220 and get started today.
When you retire, how much is your Social Security check going to be? You have a good idea, right? You could be dead wrong. While claiming your benefits seems simple enough, there are actually 567 ways to do it. Don't make a mistake and leave up to 72% of your benefits on the table. Come to an O'Connor & Associates free seminar, and you'll get access to advice on how to maximize your benefits from Social Security. Call 800-429-9615. That's 800-429-9615. Call now.
GenCare Neighborhood Medical Centers focuses exclusively on Medicare-eligible seniors and wants to see their patients each month, whether healthy or sick. Would you like all of your medical services from one provider, such as prescriptions, x-ray and imaging, acupuncture, specialist care, and diagnostics? GenCare takes care of this so you don't have to go from doctor to doctor. Courtesy transportation provided for those who qualify, so getting to your appointment is hassle-free. GenCare Neighborhood Medical Center. 5 convenient Chicagoland locations. Visit GenCareMed.com.
What? I owe how much before my health insurance pays? Help!
Join the thousands who offset their deductibles, co-pays, and other fees with healthcare services that save you substantially on your out-of-pocket costs. Doctor consults, dental, vision, prescription drugs, lab testing, and much more. Why pay more out-of-pocket costs when you don't have to? Go to controlmycare.info or call 877-582-2220. That's controlmycare.info or 877-582-2220.
Suzie Zawacki says,
never stop learning. It brings life to your life. And now, back to Aging Info Radio from the ControlMyCare.info studio.
Yes, we've been talking about robots stealing our jobs today and technology unplugged. And I'm here with Robert Bakke, and he is the author of a number one Amazon best-selling book. And Robert, give us your book. Tell us a little bit about it.
Well, the book is called Prayer at Full Throttle. It's a book about utilizing the power to produce miracles. It is a self-published book that produced its own miracle by becoming a number one Amazon bestseller, not once but twice, and I'm sure we'll hit it a third time. And really, here's what I want to shout out to people. I have statistics to prove this, but we all know that if you can hear my voice, that inside your heart there is a life that is bigger, it is brighter, and it is more spectacular than the life that you're living now. It might be the life that people laughed you out of trying to achieve. It might be the life that you don't think is even possible to achieve, but I am here to tell you that it is. And we wrote a book. It is called Prayer at Full Throttle. It will show you in 107 pages of large font text that you'll blow right through this thing. It will show you how to tap into the power of God Himself. He will come down and He will work miracles right through the palms of your hands. We've included photos to prove it. And it will set you on the course to that life that you know is deep inside of you.
Well, that is Prayer at Full Throttle. It is available on Amazon. And like Robert said, it is an Amazon bestseller. Again, Prayer at Full Throttle. I mean, there's so much to be said about putting down your technology today. And maybe we should have a national no technology day. I don't think that could work, but at least with devices, it might. Robert, thank you for being my guest today on Aging Info Radio.
Well, thank you. And again, hello to all of your listeners. Thank you for listening.
All right. Well, you have a great day. Well, every week I talk about a pooch up for adoption through my favorite no-kill shelter, Paws Chicago. And this week it's Lolita, a one-year-old female pug beagle mix weighing in at 31 pounds. Lolita is so cute, and she will not be around long. Go to pawschicago.org to meet Lolita. She is waiting there with her paws crossed for you to adopt her and give her a forever home. Call Paws at 773-935-PAWS. And that is Lolita. Yes, Daisy Mae, that is Lolita. She wants a forever home. And if you are eligible for Social Security, contact my safe money man, John O'Connor. He will teach you all that you need to know about becoming eligible for Social Security and choosing when to take it and why. This is a huge decision that will impact your financial future for the rest of your life. Call John O'Connor at 847-274-2681 or visit aginginforadio.com and click on the O'Connor and Associates logo for the seminars in your area. And please do visit our website at aginginforadio.com. We also will have this show and all of our past shows are up on podcasts. We provide a blog, pictures of our guests with their contact information and their names. And also check out our marketing partners who support Aging Info Radio. Click on their logos and take a look at their site. Their commercials are also on our website. So if you heard something today, you can hear it again. I am Susie Zawacki, your host. And until we meet again, this is my message to you. On an American goodbye note, I believe it is all of our responsibility to take care of our seniors, many of whom are the foundation of our country, and may their strength and dedication be passed on for generations to come.
That was Aging Info Radio for boomers and seniors aging but not growing old. Presented by ControlMyCare.info. Be sure to catch us again next Sunday as we continue conversations that will keep us all moving forward on our aging journey. Right here on AM 560, The Answer.
Imagine having to move your four-bedroom home into a one-bedroom apartment, and you have to do it by yourself. Now visualize doing this when you're 80. Yes, it's overwhelming. So where should you start? The answer is Mark Rantis at Rantis Property Group with Keller Williams Team Realty. Mark is your senior real estate concierge. In addition to helping you sell your home, Mark will connect you to all the trusted professionals you'll need to make your transition super smooth. Call Mark at 847-606-5272 or online at rantispropertygroup.com.
We've worked hard for everything we have. Now it's time to do our estate plan. To be honest, we're just lost. I hear different things from different people. One lawyer wanted $5,000. Why is it so expensive? I'm really worried.
Estate planning doesn't need to be complex or expensive. Call Chicago Title Land Trust Company for a free consultation and attorney referral. 888-878-7856. That's 888-878-7856.
What's happening? What does it mean? Why is it important? We've got the answer. AM 560, The Answer. WIND.